mind stories. I really would get into the habit of it if he can. That is not Mel Gibson. And I don't know how long that was up there. That's not his hat, for a start. He's got a completely different hat. This was a story last year. Do you remember the 12-year-old dad, Alfie Passon? I cannot imagine the terror and horror in the Mirror legal department when they discovered that they pulled the story because there was an injunction and they shouldn't have published it. The horror when somebody pointed out to them that you could read the entire story in the URL with the page not found page. If you ever go to the Mirror's robots text file, that's the thing that tells search engines which bits to ignore. If you have a look at it, it's got about 40 or 50 lines in it, all the URLs like this, which give you a kind of timeline of last year's injunctions and libel suits and everything else. So get into the habit of looking at your pages, especially if there's ever a libel suit. And there's all sorts of things that can go wrong on a web page. They pull things together from all over the place. And Tanya Gold here, giving the iPhone and apps of slagging off. Clearly they can't sell much advertising against her stuff because there were the ads for the Guardian apps scattered around it. So you just tend to look a bit stupid if this sort of thing happens, I think. So wait for your stories to be published and then look at them, and you will avert a whole lot of trouble that way. So I'm always amazed by people who don't seem to understand they can actually see them. And the same sort of vein, get in the habit of checking your website if you've got any sort of responsibility for it. I mean, when I was editor of Witch, we had something ridiculous like 45,000 pages, and we used to throw away all the old pages when they were out of date or whatever. So keeping an eye on that sort of thing was fairly hard. I'm fairly sure the Mail Online shouldn't be publishing this story on its homepage. For a start, if Sarah Jessica Parker did have six-month-old twins, they'd have more hair than that, I would imagine. Anyway, that stayed up for quite a long time. Anyone here from Johnson Press? They're running, good. Go back to your office. They're running a fascinating, I think, experiment with paywalls at the moment. The only problem is the Northumberland Gazette, since launch, that's back in December, has had this message all of it, in which it refers to itself as the NA website. I'm sure there will be some technical reasons somewhere that the not appropriate site is the thing to sign up for. And you can always have great fun on the Daily Express homepage by seeing where their auto-truncated text appears. So, the Express, yeah. Public sector borrowing has reached £16. Two Australian teenagers have discovered a huge cash stash of almost a fiver. And Michael Owen has brought home victory after a nail-biting man. Probably him worrying about going to the World Cup.
That's not Michael Owen.
About once a month I go and stare at these, hoping a rude word will appear, but it never does. Most of the things I've just shown you are, of course, technical problems in one way, shape or form. It's incredibly easy to get used to technical problems on your own website. Coming in the morning, it's doing that thing again, isn't it? Technical people don't ever seem to understand this as well as I can tell. If you're responsible for the content and you've got a technical issue, ring them up or email them or do whatever the hell you have to do every day so that you can get rid of some of these problems, because people will just sit around and laugh at you, especially me. Another thing to do is check how your story is appearing in Google, and I really would get into the habit of doing this if you're a journalist. Searching for pages with untitled document and enter page title here is incredibly easy, and you may be thinking, there's no news organisation, professional news organisation, that would ever let that happen to it. It's pages from Google News, you have to be fairly professional to get into that. Johnson Press have fixed that one in the middle about the JavaScript, but the rest I took in the middle of last year. Increase font size. Font size AAA. You know, if this is how your stories are appearing in Google, people probably aren't going to email you about it. Your technical team aren't going to notice. You know, if you get into the habit of looking at your own stories, you'll spot this. And you might be thinking, well, that would never happen to a national news organisation.
So go back one. I was rather intrigued by Thai woman nearly chomped off her boy.
Chopped off her boy man. So I have no idea what that actual story was. I've got the full screenshot. So The Guardian last year started appearing with strange BRs after all their headlines. I've just stopped now. But the only people who are going to notice this sort of thing is you and your customers or readers. No way to check your things. If you type the title of your story into both Google News and Google Web, you can see how your stories are being presented in one of your major news sources. You have to do both because Google uses two different bits of information to display in Google News and Google Web. So you might look fine in one and ridiculous in the other one.